We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon.
Hi, this is Cliff Floyd.
This is Ryan Dempster.
Hi, this is Elise Menaker. Thank you for supporting Cubs for a Cure.
Join Danny Parkins and Anthony Herron as we try to raise $1 million for cancer research.
In honor of Lynn Bramer and a number of other friends of ours that we've lost, we decided to go after the cure.
Danny lost his brother Brad to brain cancer. Certainly, we miss Brad.
Hey, dear friends, it's Brad here. I love all of you. Thank you for respecting the journey. Peace and love.
We'll be joined by some of your favorite athletes and celebrities, along with many healthcare professionals and patients who'll share their stories of fighting this relentless disease, with 100% of the proceeds benefiting cancer research. Tune in for your chance to win exclusive team memorabilia and unique game day experiences.
A 24-hour radiothon is pretty cool
to bring awareness to this terrible disease.
It's a beautiful thing. Pleased to be a part of it for sure.
To donate now, text CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444. Or donate online by visiting CubsForACure.com.
We are a third of the way through this thing, and we are at almost, we'll get there, I would think, this hour. For sure we'll get there this hour. We should pass $300,000 this hour. Woo. We're at $294,000 so far. A third of the way through. So now, you know, it's tricky. I'm like trying to do the math of what we were saying. And
you should count on other people to do the math at this point.
Not my strong
suit. Endeavor.
Yeah. First of all, Anthony Herron, thank you so much for agreeing to do this, man.
Thank you. Really, really pleased to be able to be here for the next few hours and not only take part, but hopefully help out a little bit where I can. And, you know, it's all in the whole scope of everything that so many people end up going through and being touched by cancer and lives being wrecked by it and everything else. To have an opportunity for something like this, it feels like that little bit that we're all capable of.
Yeah, you know, it's, I talked to Tanny about that open. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, I want Brad's voice to be in it, mm-hmm. but I'm like, but I need to hear it ahead of time so that I can callous myself, you mm-hmm. know, to hearing it live. And it's just, he would love this. Mm. God, he would have loved this. Yeah. Just like Rick Sutcliffe, like randomly throwing out $5,000 for, hey, come to Cubs Yankees and then meet me at Murphy's afterwards and we'll just have a big bar tab and a party. Like, God, my brother would have loved that so damn much. Yeah. And this thing Saturday, his son's going to throw out the first pitch and Council's going to catch it. Mm. And I'm going to be on the field with my nephew, with Brad's son. Like, Jen is going to call in tomorrow morning, his lovely wife. It's just doing it in my brother's honor.
Yeah.
It's who I'm standing for. It's who my family's standing for. I don't want to force you to share more than you're comfortable, but how has cancer impacted your life, Anthony?
I mean, it's unavoidable, you know, especially once you get to a certain age. And I mean, throughout the day, even hearing, whether it's been from Connor or the family who just left here, but so many children impacted by it in a variety of ways as well. But once you get to a certain age, you've had a loved one who has battled it, hopefully, prayerfully, has beaten it. But so many of us have lost. Like, I had an aunt who was really more like a sister. Like, in an odd sort of turn of events, my grandparents had a daughter who was younger than my two oldest siblings. So, you know, we all just felt more like a sister, like a sibling relationship with her. Lost her a few years back to breast cancer. My dad, in the midst of a variety of battles that he was fighting, as we lost him a couple of years ago, he had already beaten prostate cancer years ago and then ended up having colon cancer in the midst of so many other medical traumas that he was dealing with. And just as, you know, his body kind of deteriorated over the course of a couple of years, he was able to, in the short term, you know, he at least did live on for a little while after the colon cancer diagnosis and the surgery, removing the tumor. But just that, in the midst of a number of other things that he was battling at that point, we did end up losing him. And, you know, the science to try and fight cancer, the way that cancer gets treated, it continues to evolve, but it is still, in some ways, it still feels arcane to a certain extent, because you hear people going through just essentially killing cells and tearing your body down so much to get to the cancer. And the hope is, of course, that as science continues to evolve, that we find more ways and better ways to be able to deal with it and to catch it as early as possible. But yeah, I mean, to have family and friends who've been on both sides of it, some who've beaten it, some who haven't been able to, it is really, really unavoidable to not feel the impact of it in some way.
You know, it's so my brother, they didn't like the so many people say it, right? The you fight cancer, you lose your battle. My brother, I played him this stand-up bit from Norm MacDonald. And he was doing it, and we didn't know that Norm had cancer at the time when he was doing it. And he told a story about his uncle or whatever who had cancer. And he was like, it doesn't seem right that you say lose your battle with cancer. Because as far as I'm concerned, if you die from cancer, the cancer dies too. That's a draw. You know, like, it was just a hilarious observation. So Brad would always say, you know, respect the journey. It was a journey with cancer. And it doesn't stop because it impacts the loved ones and the caregivers and the kids and the parents and the siblings and everybody who's there after the person has passed. It's really it's a lifelong thing, and it is just, it's brutal, and everyone has dealt with it. And you're right. We are here for research because research has progressed, man. It's turned things that now are really beatable and treatable with early detection that were death sentences 10, 20, 50 years ago. So that's what we're hoping to do here. Stand Up to Cancer funds all forms of cancer research. Brain Up is brain cancer research. That's what I'm on the board of here in Chicago. So I want to introduce a couple of things here for this hour, because just because it's overnight, it's starting to get to the nighttime hours. I'm not going to accept us slowing down here on this pace. It's just going to take a little bit more work. It's going to take a little bit more help from all of you. So, hey, you're like, I've already donated. Then text a friend. Text your group chat. Make a post on social media. Let people know. Spread the word what we're doing here. So what we got right now is Midwest Refrigeration has come in with a $5,000 match for the 6 o'clock hour.
Let's go.
Which is amazing. So we can turn $5,000 into $10,000. But that means $5 becomes $10. Your $20 donation becomes $40. All the way up to $5,000. But you remember the old SportsCenter commercial? It was like, hey, what are you doing at 6 o'clock? And I'm like, 6 o'clock? That's dinner time. 6 o'clock, dinner time. Mm-hmm. So it was, I think it was for the nighttime Sports Center. I think it was Stuart Scott. He was like, I can't host the 6 o'clock Sports Center. That's dinner time. So I'm hosting the 10 o'clock Sports Center. So this is our hour of food, okay? This is our hour of food.
You brought in the right guy.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. So Midwest Refrigeration. And again, I think this is low, personally. Because I've had a Shane Reardon meal. But they have said that if you make a $2,000 donation, you will have Shane Reardon come to your home and prepare a 5-course meal, top flight. You know, you could tell me about the quality of food, but the booze is being provided, the meat, the fish, the sides, the service, the whole thing. So you can have a dinner for six in your home, cooked by Shane, food and drink provided.
And the owner of Midwest Refrigeration with me as well.
David.
David from Midwest Refrigeration. He's doing the alcohol. So we'll work on a menu. He will pair an alcoholic drink with the food. Or if you don't drink alcohol, we'll pair a mocktail. That's hip these days. but yeah, that should be great. We'll do two of those. So the next two $2,000 donations that want that, we got it all covered. We come to your home. We just have to agree on a day.
Shane's
for six people.
Entertaining company alone, you could argue, is worth $2,000. I mean, depending on the amount of time. I mean, more than $2,000, but depending on how long he's going to be there. But you throw food and beverage into it for a house call.
That's what I'm saying. It's a private dinner. I think this is worth double that, frankly. But because, I mean, it's going to be steak or
it'll be a steak, a chicken, a pork, a fit. Like, we can even work on the menu together. So you tell me what you like, and I will do something.
Any allergies,
based on,
obviously.
If you have allergies, you're not qualified to do this.
Right. He doesn't like that. But
it's a joke, of course. Yeah. One of those jokes you hear about, Ant.
So we have a few more jokes after 6 p. You know. Those should fly.
And then I'll stick around and have a couple whiskeys with you as well, and we'll say some things problematic together. How about that?
Hey.
You know what? Bit extra for that.
Yeah.
Bit extra for that. For the problematic portion of the evening.
$2,000 times two of them. So that'll be $2,000. That'll become $4,000, et cetera. So 773-388-8270. 773-388-8270. So we have two of those. So Shane's willing to go to two different members of the mob's house and make it. Five-course meal for six people, food, beverage, the service, the entire thing. Should we do the other one right now too, Shane?
The other one is very special.
Again, I'm not positive on the pricing here. I think this is a steal, but why don't you explain exactly what we've got going on?
Okay, so we talk about the restaurant Rosemary a lot. You know we love Rosemary. You know we love Joe Flam, Southside guy, supports the show. We support the people who support the show. I went to Joe like I did for the last Radiothon. I said, hey, would love to go back and do your four people chef's counter experience. You make the menu for them, Joe. You serve the food to them. Hang out with them for the night with wine pairings for each course. Joe said, yeah, no problem. We'll do that. But I got a deal for you. We'll make it six people, and you have to come in and work as my sous chef at Rosemary, most popular restaurant in Chicago. So the top 15... The season 15 winner of Top Chef on Bravo, Joe Flam, is making me be his sous chef for that entire thing. So that's six people at the chef's counter at Rosemary in the Fulton Market District. I'm cooking with Joe Flam for only $3,000.
It's one of the hottest restaurants in Chicago.
Yeah, that's $500 a person.
Are you willing to yell yes, chef, in that scenario?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I am right. At their mercy. Okay. And mind you, with wine pairings, about $3,000 for six people at the chef's counter is probably what you'd pay anyway. And that's not with Joe there. Mm-hmm. So Joe and myself, six people, wine pairings. I think it's five or six courses, $3,000.
So think about that. So if you, the foodie in your life, tough reservation also.
Very right? tough.
But so this is, you don't have to worry about the reservation. You're going to just get the reservation. And Joe's opening up a spot. You know, he's opened up a third restaurant. He's got Boulevard, the steakhouse. He's got Rosemary. So this guarantees that the Top Chef winner, Joe Flam, will be there for your dinner. He'll be serving you the food. He'll be answering questions about it. He'll be explaining the dishes.
Funniest guy I know.
This is a foodie experience that. I mean, it's priceless.
And you get to watch Shane actually follow instructions, which most people don't get to witness.
Exactly. Exactly.
I've never cooked in a restaurant before. You're going to see that. And also, the in-home dinners are already gone.
No way.
Yeah. It should have been more expensive. You're right.
I told you.
Do we call David and see if we can get another one? I don't know.
Yeah.
Three's a lot.
Well, three's a lot of work for you.
Yeah.
Three's a lot of work for you. Okay.
Wait, this is for cancer, right?
It's to fight cancer.
Yes. Oh. It's an anti-cancer.
Yeah, it's anti-cancer.
Yeah.
Man.
All right, so in-home's done.
Wow.
Going to be a unique menu for each one of them, too?
Man. Okay, that is crazy.
All right, do we just hope Dan can figure it out and say we'll do one more?
I mean, just figure it out by yourself if you have to.
Yeah, I will figure it out by myself. I can get people together to give me the food budget for that.
Right.
And Speaks can be your waiter.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay,
so you want to do one more?
We'll do one more.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, well, we're going
to... That was fast.
Okay,
now, whether that was because it was a great deal or because they want Shane cooking for him,
I'm not
or
sure.
Both.
Rosemary's claimed.
No way. Oh, man.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Okay. Well, so, man, we have been a little off on some of these incentives.
Dude, this is not representative.
They're right on point.
Yeah.
Maybe they're right on point.
Right. Maybe they're right on point.
The quickness in which that was claimed, this is not representative of how people talk to me online. Absolutely not representative of that.
Wow. All right. Maybe the 6 p.m. hour is just our hour.
All right. So that was a real
magic
quick
hour.
What, $9,000?
Yeah, but then we have the double up to five. So, you know, make it 14. That's pretty incredible. Okay. Well, that's interesting. Let's see. What else can we? You said we can throw in a booth visit to the five figure items from earlier. Mitch will make that happen, right?
Yeah. So we still have two 15-person Cub Suites. That's $15,000. We'll throw in a booth visit to that
for,
as well.
For four.
For four people.
For whoever's
of your,
hosting.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can't have 15 people
no,
in the booth.
No.
But, okay, so no. that's $1,000 a person. You get a suite at Wrigley.
Yeah.
Food, booze, dessert card included. You work out the game with the Cubs, mutually agreed upon date. So it's not going to have to be a Tuesday in April.
Yeah.
Like you work out. I can't promise that it's the 4th of July, but you know, mutually agreed upon date, $15,000. And we'll throw in whoever's the host. You could pick you plus three others of your crew to go meet Pat Hughes in the booth.
And then Tanny and I will drink with you after at a Wrigleyville bar.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Speaking for Tanny.
I was going to say, is Tanny into that?
773-388-8270. I will be floored. Let's go. Let's see if we can move that. That would be incredible. And then the first pitch, we're going to do the same thing, right? The first pitch, we're going to add a booth visit?
Yeah, I'll add one for that, too.
Okay, so the first pitch.
Oh, David from Midwest Refrigeration's in. He just texted me.
He's in?
Yeah, one more. So that's three total. And, okay. And they did. They claimed it.
And it's already claimed?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Wait, so first pitch. You mean someone's going to have the opportunity to purchase the opportunity to throw out?
Correct.
The first pitch.
At Wrigley. $10,000. So this is it's not something that is for sale places. This is something that is given to sponsors,
right,
or to charity, things like that.
To
very famous people, like me. I've thrown out the first pitch. You know,
you did, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great. It was an excellent display of athleticism. Jameson Taillon.
Oh, the pitch was great. I thought you just meant the experience.
The experience was great. The pitch was phenomenal. And
I thought you were just kind of talking up, you know, just to make sure someone knew how awesome this thing they were going to buy.
Yeah. And so the first pitch and a booth visit, $10,000.
I've got one more update for you. I don't want to forget here.
Oh, my God. What's going on,
buddy? David from Midwest Refrigeration is so happy with this last, 90 seconds that all of his incentives were claimed. He's doing another $5,000 match.
Whoa.
On top of the third in-home dinner.
David.
Let's go, David.
David of Midwest Refrigeration coming in hot. Okay.
Good place, in my opinion, to go buy if you need something refrigerated.
Corporate refrigeration.
If you're in the Midwest. Yeah.
Or if you just want to hang out with the guy who runs the place and drink with him.
Yeah. Okay.
So I believe those are all claimed. All three are claimed, but David is adding another $5,000 match.
How often does David drink with customers, I wonder?
I've never met him.
Something he does regularly.
He's a great guy. I've only talked to him on the phone, but he seems like
a part of his routine.
A lovely individual. Yeah. So, okay.
David ends in Y.
Another $5,000 on the match is available here, so we can up that. And let's get the first pitch out there. We got suites available. So again, to do those, you got to call 773-388-8270. We still have two meet and greets available?
We still have, I believe, Taillon
and Wisdom.
And Wisdom. That's correct. They are unclaimed.
Taillon and Wisdom.
You know what? I think just Wisdom.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I lost that on my page.
So yes, I did as well.
Okay, you let me know. So we'll hold off on that.
Yeah, just Wisdom.
Okay.
With the first pitch, because you've done it and you've been able to be at cool sporting events before. You've been to a bunch of stadiums and all this sort of thing. Describe the aura, the perspective of actually being on the field at Wrigley with some people in the stands. And again, you get to do kind of stuff adjacent to that on a regular enough basis. But for somebody who's maybe never stepped foot on the field at Wrigley before, how cool would that be?
It's amazing. So, I mean, it's obviously, you ask 100 sports fans to name the top 5 venues in all of sports, in its Family Feud style.
Right.
Wrigley's on the board.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they're like Cameron Indoor. Maybe they're like Lambeau Field. Not around here, but you know, maybe they say Fenway. Like, but Wrigley's on the board.
Uh-huh.
So it's history immediately, right? Jackie Robinson played here, and Ernie Banks played here, and you look over and like that's where Ron Santo was at short, and like this was the mound for Fergie Jenkins, and you know it's like immediately like you look out at the ivy and the scoreboard and the whole thing. Then you hear a minor league player be like, the difference is that extra deck, you know, and you're like, oh my God, now 40,000 people are not generally speaking watching the first pitch,
right?
But you're like, this could be in front of 40,000 people, you know,
just looking around at the scope of it,
the scope of it, and then you're like. Because you can stand in front of the mound if you want to, like a coward, or you can do what I did and toe the rubber. And you're like, this is Kyle Hendricks' rubber, but today it's my rubber.
At least for the next 30 seconds.
Yeah, milk it. Make it 45. What are they going to do, tackle you?
Right.
And so you just get to like
Just kind of soak it in.
You just get to kind of be the man. Uh-huh. You just feel like the man.
Right.
And then everybody on Twitter mocks your delivery if you're me. Mm. But if you're you, you just get to celebrate it with your friends and family. But for that, like, 45 seconds,
yeah.
You're just like, yeah, obviously I could have been Kyle Hendricks against the Dodgers to clinch the pennant in 2016. Right. Obviously. We're the same person. We're on the same mound.
At least for the next 30 to 45
exactly.
seconds.
Exactly. But that's yeah. what it feels. That, I mean, it is... That's what it feels because I did it at Kauffman.
Okay.
And it was definitely cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's second deck is the same thing. But, you know, no one is like Kauffman Stadium is as cool as Wrigley Field. So, like, it was infinitely cooler at Wrigley Field. So you get to meet Pat and Ron. You get 4 tickets to the game. You get to throw out the first pitch. That's a pretty sweet deal. 773-388-8270 773-388-8270 CubsForACure.com. We've got more patients. We've got the doctor who is executing the most recent clinical trial funded by BrainUp, who will be in studio in an hour. Lots more to come on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
This is Katie Neal from US 99, and I stand up for my dad, who is a stage 4 non-Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
Okay, so I missed a big donation from earlier in the show that I need to correct that immediately because these people are just, they do good work is all I'll say. And that is just a Danny Parkins endorsement. The good folks over at Bud and Rita's, you know Bud and Rita's.
They hooked me up.
Dude, Bud and Rita's are good people. Avondale, they got Niles. Your friends at Nature Grace and Wellness, you know, let's just say I enjoy their products.
Okay.
I'm sorry to them that I missed this, but at 420, they put in a $4,200 donation.
Okay.
Now, that deserves some extra appreciation. So, shout out to Bud and Rita's in Avondale and Niles, Nature Grace and Wellness. I see what you're doing out there, Bud and Rita's. That's a thing that I can support and get behind. $4,200 at 420. I see you.
You appreciate them on a regular basis already anyway.
I appreciate you at Saturday at 9 a.m. don't matter. Doesn't matter.
9 a.m.?
No, not really. Okay. Not anymore. Right. Not anymore.
Well, you appreciate him at that time.
I appreciate him. Yeah. And I mean, and I have. I have. But, you know.
So I would imagine that impacts the productivity of the day if you go that early, but I don't know.
But it's a Saturday. How productive am I trying to be?
I mean,
I'm not working college football like you.
That's fair.
Saturday's my day of rest.
I guess I assume the tiny humans, you know, are a factor from there. But, I mean, you're married.
It's not.
Okay.
Yeah. You don't think I can stay on the intellectual level of a 4 and a 2-year-old if I got the plane in the air, so to speak? It is definitely doable. All right. So here's what we got to do. Since Midwest Refrigeration came in with that second $5,000 match, let's make it easy on you to get us to a spot where we can do this here, where we can... I'm sorry, I just lost my page here. Here we go. Okay. Fewer small ticket items. You want a Patrick Williams autographed jersey? They're only valuing this at $200. Patrick Williams is going to be a mainstay on the Bulls. The jersey itself probably costs nearly $200. Autographed Patrick Williams jersey, 773-388-8270. Make a $200 donation. Midwest Refrigeration will turn it into $400, and you get the jersey. So how about that? Patrick Williams autographed jersey. That should fly off the shelf at that price point.
Even without the autograph, you referenced. I mean, the jersey itself is going to have a certain price tag to it. Patrick Williams ends up autographing that after inking with the Bulls.
Yeah, that's a real item.
Yeah.
All right. $200, that's got to fly. 773-388-8270. Charitable donation, cool gift for the Bulls fan in your life. That's an easy one to move. And then... Sweet swinging Billy Williams, maybe the sweetest swing in Chicago Cubs history. Autographed bat. We only got one of these.
Okay.
So this is a Cubs legend. This is, you know, one of the 10 greatest Cubs of all time, conservatively. $600. Again, I think that's a steal. I think we could have done 1,000 there. $600. 773-388-8270. But I won't feel bad about underpricing it at $600 because Midwest Refrigeration is going to turn that into $1,200 right now. So, Patrick Williams autographed jersey. Give him a call. Make a $200 donation to Cubs for a Cure. You're good to go. 773-388-8270. And then Billy Williams autographed bat. That's available as well. 773-388-8270. And you're like, Parkins, I don't want to. I just want to make a donation of $5. Great. Text Cure 24 to 41444, CubsForACure.com. Your donation's getting doubled for the rest of the hour, up to $5,000.
You know, the great part about the way a lot of these items are priced, like, it's one thing for, okay, a dinner, Shane's going to cook it. You're making an investment in that evening, but you get a Billy Williams autographed bat for less than really what the street value of it might be, or Patrick Williams jersey for less than what you would actually be able to get that for. It's an investment. So not only will there be a tax write-off immediately, but you can also view that as an investment. If you do at some point, just like a lot of curators and art wheelers and dealers and everything else, you have the opportunity, if you want to view that as an investment because of the way it's been priced. I wouldn't feel bad about the price for any of these things at all, because that makes it that much more enticing for the folks who are at home considering it.
That's very, very smart. And I want to make note here from Midwest Refrigeration that with them upgrading or updating the match to $10,000, it's in honor of David's mother, Linda Schoon, who he lost to cancer in October of 2023. So that's the thing. I mean, so Midwest Refrigeration, in honor of David's mother, Linda, we just thank you so much for the $10,000. We thank everybody. We thank, you know, Derek Stevens and Russ Armstrong and David Hochberg and Jeffrey Lamort Salons and all of the people who have helped us with the dollar for dollar matches. So, David, in honor of your mother, Linda, it's beautiful because everybody has been touched by cancer. It's absolutely, absolutely true.
And it's one of the cool things about hearing some of the names of folks who have obviously been partners of the station for a while at this point. And, you know, they've already kind of done their thing and had their relationship for a long time. But then to step in and step up for events like this, at moments like this, it shows that it's not only about the ad dollar for some of those names you just said, who folks here on this station on a regular basis, but to them to recognize what this event means and whether they have been directly touched by it, which most of them probably have been, but also the impact it can have on a lot of other folks that they're trying to support. It's a good on you to a lot of the folks you just mentioned there, whose names we hear here at the Score quite a bit.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I always say support people who support us, you know. So if these people are coming out and supporting what we do, then, you know, maybe you could be a patron of their business or something like that, because you know that, yeah, they're advertising on a radio station to get your business. But in addition, they're like, oh, you're doing a fundraiser? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not getting commercials for it. You know what I mean? So it's a pretty cool thing. And, you know, we've got less things planned for the nights. We do have a couple of guests coming up over the next 90 minutes or so that are really powerful stories that you're going to want to hear. But, you know, you said something, when the doctors were in, they were talking about, you know, it's not always about a cure. We're trying to find a cure. That's the ultimate goal is a cure, but also just extending life and improving quality of life.
Yeah.
You know, my brother went through, he wanted to be treated like a lab rat. He's like, dude, just give me everything. Anything that gives me a chance to have an extra day with my wife and kids and my family, like that's what I want to do. But, you know, that's not how the scientific community works.
Mm-hmm.
But he did. He tried so many things. He wore this, not a hat, but he wore this thing called Optune. Head was basically shaved, and it was like electrode patches, like that you would see for like an athlete stimulation, sort of, like, that you would wear for 15 minutes or something.
Yeah.
He would wear it 24 hours a day, and he would carry around this battery pack, and his wife Jen would have to apply the patches, and they would get a map of like where the tumors were, and he'd wear it and only take it off to shower, and it was miserable to sleep with, and the thing would beep, and he'd have wires everywhere, and he's made flying in a plane a pain in the ass, made people look at him, and going to games, you know, going through security,
this kind of never came off unless he was showering or something.
That's the only time it came off. Okay. Because he wanted to do whatever science had to give him a shot.
And this was a scientific invention. This wasn't something he just kind of
No. This is an approved thing. Yeah. This is something that had been, you know, has been developed by research. I mean, I don't have every stat on it in front of me, but like
But he got it from a hospital or something hospital approved.
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
And 100%. I didn't mean to make it sound otherwise. But my point is that, like, some people, because it didn't help with everybody, and it's not 100% in terms of extending life, but for some people, it showed an ability to extend your life longer. And he was like, okay, well, maybe I'll be some people.
Yeah.
And I lived 34 months with a cancer that, if you Google it, median survival is 15. Now, sometimes that number is brought down because you get it at 84 years old and you don't do treatment and you're gone in a very short amount of time, for sure. Well, he was a healthy guy at 50. He probably would have beaten 15 months without it, given that his first tumor was able to be removed. But it's that is something that didn't exist really 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Just for a number.
Yeah.
That's science, man. Like, I was terrible in science. I cheated off friends in science. I didn't know anything. But, like, that's what we're funding today. Like, so that was for his thing. But we had, pancreatic cancer used to be a death sentence. And it's gotten better. It's still bad. Mm-hmm. But it's gotten better. Prostate cancer, early detection, you get your blood work done every year. You should survive that one. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you catch it early and you're diligent on it. So that is an amazing thing that science has done. And Rhino, earlier today, gets to join that list.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing thing. Ryan Sandberg is cancer-free, as announced on The Score, because of science. I don't know, man. I love that stuff.
It's incredible, man.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. And so, you know, there'll be something that someone funds that'll be too late for my brother, but a person that gets diagnosed with it 17 years from now, maybe they'll live 17 years with a manageable cancer.
Yeah.
You know, that's not a cure, but just like, if you turn a terminal diagnosis into a diagnosis where, like, it's manageable, what a win. What a win that is. So, I don't know. That's kind of what we're doing around here today. So, I'm going to get a little sappier as we go, Ant. But the Billy Williams bat has been claimed. And, oh, yeah, we do have that. We should do that right now? Okay, that's a good idea. 4 rooftop Cubs tickets. If you've never been, the experience is pretty sweet because it's like a – how would you describe – they're all their own entity.
It's like a roof, I would say.
Okay,
sure. Like on top of a building, I would call it.
Okay, but I'm saying –
you go on Friday, is there pizza?
Sure.
Bar, food.
Bar, multiple levels. You go, you feel very important. You're wearing a lanyard. You're a VIP. It's unlimited drinks. It's drinks before. It's drinks for a little while after sometimes when you're downstairs in the bars. Different levels of views. And even if you can't see a portion of the game sometimes, if like the wall cuts off your view, the vibes are immaculate.
It's just a vibe.
It's a vibe.
And that's the thing with a Cubs game. A lot of it is about the vibe anyway. And so if you're going to go on a rooftop, I mean, you know, I've experienced it. I'm sure you've experienced it where you go. And for me, when I go to a baseball game, I'm not keeping score and looking to watch every single pitch and track it that closely. Anyway, I want to get up and move around. I want to take in the ballpark. And when you go on a rooftop, yes, you can still see the stadium and there's going to be TVs and monitors available if you really want to watch something closely, but it is a unique vibe and a great way to watch the ball game.
So here's how you do it. You call right now, $750. 4 tickets, mutually agreed upon game, tax deductible donation, 100% goes to cancer research, and Midwest Refrigeration is doubling it. That's a steal. That should fly. Because that's about the price of 4 rooftop tickets with the food and the booze included anyway. So then it's a tax deductible charity donation, and it gets doubled, that should fly. $750 at 773-388-8270. 4 Wrigley rooftop tickets, 773-388-8270. The Cubs for a Cure Radiothon rolls on after this.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hey, I'm Andy Chanley from 93XRT. I stand up for myself, a 3.5-year survivor of stage 3 lymphoma. Step off, cancer.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
That's what we're doing. The rooftop tickets, by the way, have been claimed. We are well over, we're at over $310,000. 100% going to cancer research. Anthony Heron with me until 9. Then Chuck Swirsky will come in. Then Mark Grody. And then Mully and Haw will take us home. So we've got a long, long, long way to go. But again, thank you to Midwest Refrigeration. We still got to get them to match that full $10,000. So your money is still being doubled the rest of this hour, thanks to David Schoon in honor of his mother, Linda, who passed away from cancer in October of this year. So text CURE24 to 41444.
So at this point in the endeavor, since you've done this one other time, like, yeah. I mean, did you, it was uncharted territory for you last time. Like, do you feel similarly this time around?
In terms of fatigue?
Yeah. I mean, like, did you feel more ready for it? Were you pulling some all-nighters just so you were ready, or sleeping more so you were more ready?
This one is much harder. This one is much harder. My life is more complicated. I don't know if you've been following the news about me recently. Like, I've got a lot going on. Like, this is my last day at the Score, you know? Did you not know that?
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. Are you not on Twitter?
I mean,
did you not listen to yesterday was the last Parkinson Spiegel show? You didn't get the memo?
Are you being serious?
100%, man. Yeah, I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
How did you not hear this?
I've been in a bit of my own little me bubble the last few weeks. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, we can
between.
Talk a little bit more during the break, but everyone else is reporting. I am not at liberty to 100% confirm where I'm going yet, but people can figure it out. But
okay, I'm going to get on Twitter in a moment.
Yeah, yesterday was the last Parkinson Spiegel show, so this is my final broadcast. I'm moving the family to New York for a...
I assume for good things.
For good
things.
A national job. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I...
You did not know.
I've had a lot going on the last couple of weeks here.
Oh, my God.
No.
So I am emotionally spent from... And then the story in Austin, it was so amazing and inspiring. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. You're just at a different place in your life right now, though.
At a different place in my life. And that story, it is tragic that there is a food desert in an area in Chicago, and areas in Chicago that do not have access to healthy food. But that story, the Austin Harvest story,
directly impact you in the way this does.
Correct. Yeah. And was a largely inspiring story, right? Uplifting, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's these kids taking a bad situation and turning it into a good situation in their own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
This is a constant reminder of my brother, and I'm thinking, I think of him every day.
Right.
All of these stories are different and individual, right? Whereas that one, you're telling the same Austin Harvest story for 24 hours. This, it's okay. This is a pancreatic cancer story. This is a colon cancer story. This is a pediatric brain cancer story. This is this story. This is, you know, so I mean, this is much more emotionally draining for both the personal connection and the gravity. I mean, we've had multiple people in here right now that have children with either terminal diagnoses or damn near terminal diagnoses, who they know they will not, you know, have weddings and college graduate. I mean, it is as heavy as it gets, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this one is, I mean, since you asked, I cannot believe I'm just over a third of the way through this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already a little spent compared to the last one. Yeah, this, I said to my sister yesterday, this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Until you actually have to do it.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, how I'm feeling right now. But then you add in, like, literally, dude, when I sign off at 10 a.m., other than that my new employer and the Score have said, if we do this radiothon next year, I get to come back.
Okay.
I get to leave that. So, like, I'm not done, but I'm basically done. You'll hear me around contributing. I'm sure I'll call in football season. That's what we're still working that all out. But
okay.
Yeah, man, I'm done. Shane. Ant didn't know that I'm done.
I heard him.
That's crazy.
Like, Ant, I know you're moving, so like you might not have heard yesterday's show, but you've been on the internet or Twitter once over the last 2 weeks, right?
A couple of times, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I guess I'm not as big of a deal as I think I am.
God.
It kind of hurts my feelings.
I mean, but
you don't know.
I mean, it's the running joke, I stay busy or whatever anyway, but I mean, you know, with the football season approaching, you know, been at Colts camp, we got the new house, we got this house to try to sell, it's, you know, vendors coming in and out with home security and, you know, packing and unpacking, like, there's a lot happening. Like, it got to the point where, for us, for me and my wife, the night before last, we realized, oh, our son starts school next week. We had, like, I thought you registered him for school. Well, no, I thought you registered him.
Wow.
Like, it was, so yesterday morning, between the, what, night before last and yesterday morning was a scramble to make sure he was going to be registered for school just because life has been so chaotic the last few weeks. So no, I haven't been on Twitter very much. I mean, I've certainly been on there a little bit to like retweet something that Big Ten Network tags me in or something.
Sure, but yeah.
Yeah. All right, I'll congratulate you more officially in the break.
Yeah, we'll talk during the break.
What's going on?
Oh, Texter says the fact that Parkins expected Big Ant to know he's leaving the score and surprised when he didn't, that is the Parkins I will miss most. Let's be honest. It's been on Twitter a lot, and you're on the score emails.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, okay, because Mitch sent us.
That's the good thing about my relationship with the score.
Oh, okay.
There's still a certain degree of distance.
All right, well, that makes it a little bit more easy.
Well, to be fair, I do have a score email account that I don't use at all.
Okay.
So
well, me neither.
Probably something got emailed there.
Okay, yeah, because Mitch sent out a staff-wide email. Okay. That's another reason why I thought sure. But anyway, enough about me. We'll talk during the break.
Yeah.
Hey, Ant, I just texted Mitch, by the way, and told him to put your personal email on our distribution list, so rest in peace to your inbox.
Congratulations.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Good content.
Jack Hoos, $250. He currently is battling cancer in year three. So, Jack, thank you for making a donation in your own honor and that fight. Keep up the good work, my man. This next segment is going to hit very close to home. Diane Pathew, terrific reporter at ABC 7. Her husband, Nick, has glioblastoma. And his story reminds me very much of Brad's, and she has been very public with their journey through it, and they're going to join us. They had a doctor's appointment, I just believe, earlier today, so they're at their house. They're going to be calling in together, so we're going to talk to Diane Pathew of ABC 7 and her husband, Nick, on the other side. Anthony Heronin on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the score.
We're back live with more of the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon, benefiting cancer research in partnership with Stand Up to Cancer and Brain Up.
Hey, I'm Andy Chanley from 93XRT. I stand up for myself, a 3.5-year survivor of stage 3 lymphoma. Step off, cancer.
Donate now by texting the phrase CURE24 to 41444. That's CURE24 to 41444.
That's what we're doing. We are, the rooftop tickets, by the way, have been claimed. We are well over, we're at over $310,000. 100% going to cancer research. Anthony Heron with me until 9, then Chuck Swirsky will come in, then Mark Grody, and then Mully and Haw will take us home. So we've got a long, long, long way to go. But again, thank you to Midwest Refrigeration. We still got to get them to match that full $10,000. So your money is still being doubled the rest of this hour, thanks to David Schoon in honor of his mother, Linda, who passed away from cancer in October of this year. So text CURE24 to 41444.
So at this point in the endeavor, since you've done this one other time, like, yeah. I mean, it was uncharted territory for you last time. Like, do you feel similarly this time around?
In terms of fatigue?
Yeah. I mean, like, did you feel more ready for it? Were you pulling some all-nighters just so you were ready, or sleeping more so you were more ready?
This one is much harder.
Mm.
This one is much harder.
Mm-hmm.
My life is more complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've been following the news about me recently. Like, I've got a lot going on. Like, this is my last day at the score, you know? Did you not know that?
Are you being serious right now?
Yeah. Are you not on Twitter?
I mean,
did you not listen to that? Yesterday was the last Parkinson Spiegel show. You didn't get the memo.
Are you being serious?
100%, man. Yeah, I got a lot going on.
Yeah.
How did you not hear this?
I've been in a bit of my own little me bubble the last few weeks. We got a lot of stuff going on.
Well, we can talk a little bit more during the break, but I can't Everyone else is reporting. I am not at liberty to 100% confirm where I'm going yet, but people can figure it out. But
okay, I'm gonna get on Twitter in a moment.
Yeah. Yesterday was the last Parkinson Spiegel show, so this is my final broadcast. I'm moving the family to New York for a national job. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm.
You did not know.
I've had a lot going on the last couple of weeks here.
Oh my God.
No.
So I am emotionally spent from, and then what the story in Austin, it was so amazing and inspiring. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. You're just at a different place in your life right now, though.
At a different place in my life. And that story, it is tragic that there is a food desert in an area in Chicago, in areas in Chicago that do not have access to healthy food. But that story,
doesn't directly impact you in the way this does.
Correct. Yeah. And was a largely inspiring story, right? Uplifting, right? Mm-hmm. Like it's these kids taking a bad situation and turning it into a good situation in their own neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
This is a constant reminder of my brother, and I'm thinking, I think of him every day.
Right.
All of these stories are different and individual, right? Whereas that one, you're telling the same Austin Harvest story for 24 hours. This is a pancreatic cancer story. This is a colon cancer story. This is a pediatric brain cancer story. This is a story. This is much more emotionally draining for both the personal connection and the gravity. I mean, we've had multiple people in here right now that have children with either terminal diagnoses or damn near terminal diagnoses, who they know they will not, you know, have weddings and college graduate. I mean, it is as heavy as it gets, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this one is, I mean, I am, since you asked, I cannot believe I'm just over a third of the way through this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm already a little spent compared to the last one. Yeah, this, I said to my sister yesterday, this is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Until you actually have to do it.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, how I'm feeling right now. But then you add in, like, literally, dude, when I sign off at 10 a.m., other than that my new employer and the score have said, if we do this radiothon next year, I get to come back. Okay. I get to leave that. So, like, I'm not done, but I'm basically done. You'll hear me around contributing. I'm sure I'll call in football season. That's what we're still working that all out. But yeah, man, I'm done. Shane. Ant didn't know that I'm done.
I heard him.
That's crazy.
Ant, I know you're moving, so like you might not have heard yesterday's show, but you've been on the internet or Twitter once over the last 2 weeks, right?
A couple of times, yeah.
Okay. Well,
I guess I'm not as big of a deal as I think I am.
God.
It kind of hurts my feelings.
I mean, but
you don't know.
It's the running joke. I stay busy or whatever anyway. But I mean, you know, with the football season approaching, you know, I've been at Colts camp. We got the new house. We got this house to try to sell. It's, you know, vendors coming in and out with home security and, you know, packing and unpacking. Like, there's a lot happening. Like, it got to the point where for us, for me and my wife, the night before last, we realized, oh, our son starts school next week. We had, like, I thought you registered him for school. Well, no, I thought you registered him.
Wow.
Like, it was, so yesterday morning between the, what, night before last and yesterday morning was a scramble to make sure he was going to be registered for school just because life has been so chaotic the last few weeks. So no, I haven't been on Twitter very much. I mean, I've certainly been on there a little bit to like retweet something that Big Ten Network tags me in or something.
Sure. But yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll congratulate you more officially in the break.
Yeah, we'll talk during the break.
Going on.
Oh, a texter says the fact that Parkins expected Big Ant to know he's leaving the score and surprised when he didn't, that is the Parkins I will miss most. Let's be honest. It's been on Twitter a lot, and you're on the score emails.
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Oh, okay, because Mitch sent us.
That's the good thing about my relationship with the score.
Oh, okay.
There's still a certain degree of distance.
All right, well, that makes it a little bit more
easy. Well, to be fair, I do have a score email account that I don't use at all.
Okay.
So,
well, yeah, me neither.
Probably something got emailed there.
Okay, yeah, because Mitch sent out a staff-wide email. Okay. That's another reason why I thought sure. But anyway, enough about me. We'll talk during the break.
Yeah.
Hey, Ant, I just texted Mitch, by the way, and told him to put your personal email on our distribution list. So rest in peace to your inbox.
Congratulations.
Thanks for nothing.
Yeah.
Good content.
Jack Who's, $250. He currently is battling cancer in year three. So, Jack, thank you for making a donation in your own honor and that fight. Keep up the good work, my man. This next segment, is going to hit very close to home. Diane Pathew, terrific reporter at ABC7. Her husband, Nick, has glioblastoma. And his story reminds me very much of Brad's. And she has been very public with their journey through it. And they're going to join us. They had a doctor's appointment, I just believe, earlier today. So they're at their house. They're going to be calling in together. So we're going to talk to Diane Pathew of ABC7 and her husband, Nick, on the other side. Anthony Heronin on the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon on the Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.